Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Praise the Lord. Raise your hands wherever you are. Just raise your hands. And in this moment, right now, as we are here right now, somebody has lost their life. Somebody is no longer continuing to the next generation. Someone has no minute left in the count of their lives, but you're still alive. So it is a very, very paramount thing to actually begin to thank God for the life He has just given you. Because it means there is still a purpose in you. Begin to praise God for that. Pray wherever you are.
Yes.
Begin to pray wherever you are.
Paro seketele de yakarabahaya yakatela niko pratola niyako moso ko paro kali katala ziyata shikatela rosa kilataya raparata kaprosya satyata lamahako
one more minute. 1 minute left. Begin to speak to God wherever you are. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you have your Bible, just raise it up high. Just raise it up high if you have your Bible. If you don't have one, pretend to have one. Just say, this is my Bible. I have what it says I have. From this Bible proceeds knowledge and understanding. The Word of God is alive. It is active. I have it today. God says it. The Bible confirms it. I concur. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Here we are to start this series called Money. No, I can see just a few people of you getting what I'm talking about. Are you getting this? What is the series on? Money. Very important. The great general of all world, Kenneth E. Hagin, he was swimming in debt one moment, and the other he was out of debt. But the reality of what he did, Kenneth Hagin, was simple. He began to speak to God about his problems with finances. He was not praying for money. But before I get there, I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, poverty is not the absence of resources. It is not the absence of money. It is the absence of imagination. You are broke because you are stupid. Now, I didn't hear you say that part. Now, say this to the other one. This neighbor of yours is not the right one. Neighbor, viewers all over the world, even on Zoom and all over the place, we there is no barrier in prayer and there is no distance in the prophetic. Say, neighbor, poverty is not the absence of money. It is not the absence of resources. It is the absence of imagination. You are broke because you're stupid. Have I provoked you enough? That's why we say we provoke a reaction. You can take your seats. You know, sometimes you actually have to be provoked to anger in order to rise. Money is the simplest thing to get. I decree and declare to somebody here, not that side, just here. This is what God ministered to me. The prophetic word for a season that has been extended. And this is the prophetic word. Money is coming. Now, sit down. I want to show you something excellent from the Bible, and then we get to the practicalities of what I'm talking about. Now, the book of John, chapter number 1, verse number 1. The book of John, chapter number 1, verse number 1. And you see, if you are a member of this church, you know this scripture is easy. Mm-hmm. It's like Genesis 1, verse number 1. I want you to understand that the first verse in the Bible is not Genesis 1, verse number 1. It is John 1, verse number 1. Because the book of Genesis 1, verse number 1, if you want, just let me show you. Genesis 1, verse number 1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That means he's talking about the beginning of the earth. But it's not even the beginning of the earth, because I don't want to go deeper, but do you notice that the creation of the earth is not in the Bible? You will never find where God created the earth in your Bible. You will find where he filled the earth. Oh, okay. Look in the book of Genesis chapter number 1. You will never find where God created stones, mountains. Never. He never even created water. He created the things that would fill the earth. That's why he came to Adam and said, multiply and refill. That means it got empty somewhere in verse number 2. Let's get to verse number 2. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness. Who created darkness? Creation has not started and we have darkness. And the spirit of what? Of God moved upon the face of the what? Of the water. So there is water before creation. So there is no way you can find the creation of God in the book of Genesis. It is only a refilling of an earth that became empty because of something, maybe a catastrophe. Can I preach it like I'm feeling it? I'm doing the best I can. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God's spirit of God moved. And the word moved is the word rachaf. Rachaf means to flutter in constant imagination of an outcome. Even God had to plan. The biggest problem we have in Christianity is not lack of money. It is lack of management. The Bible tells us that, and there was nothing on earth. Listen to this. It was void. Are you hearing me? And then he said, for God had not caused it to rain, for what there was no man to work the ground. And the word work there is the word Aragon. And the word Aragon means to manage. So because God saw that there was no management of resources, he could not make the water rain. He had not created the manager. Our biggest problem is we want ownership. The word Aragon simply means this way. It is the word that if you look deep from the etymology, looking at the root of the word, the way words are created in the Hebrew, you'll find that it actually means this. It means there was no efficient, effective, correct, timely use of someone else's resources. No, you still not getting it. No, you are waiting for me to say miracle money to you, right? Yeah. That's what you're waiting for. Today we are here to teach you about money. Because turn to your neighbor, because they're not listening. Just say, don't be too spiritual, you're earthly useless. Because you can be too spiritual. Notice what God is saying. I will not cause the rain to come, to put increase, when I've not created a manager. Your biggest problem is you are trying to own instead of manage what you've been given by God to manage. Ownership is the biggest problem for Christians. I'm going to deal with that. All you got to do is access. You know, my son wakes up. He doesn't even know where I get money. One time I woke up at 3 a.m. I found him in the kitchen. Refrigerator. The guy's looking for food. Nobody told him, look, this is me. I worked for this. No, he's looking for food. He's okay. Because there is somebody who is the source. He doesn't need to think of anything. He has the source in me. So he's not thinking of bills. He's not thinking of anything. Turn to someone next to you again and say, ownership brings debts. You get into debt because you own. If you don't own, you will never have debts. So what God did was to create the world and gave his children to manage. Hear me well. This issue about money that we're talking about in this series, this we are just building boulders and then we get into something else. Now, money was never created so that you buy it. You buy using it. Let me give you something. So many people tell you that the devil is the one who gives money. Listen, I agree with you. Money comes from the devil. You don't need it. It's evil. So after the service, I will stand outside there, bring your evil to me. I'll be ready to collect. Do you realize people who oppose us for speaking about prosperity? They wake up on Monday and go to work. Even do overtime. Trying to get the evil thing. It doesn't make sense, right? Here we go. We dealt with Genesis, right? Let's go to John 1, verse number 1. I want to show you something. Then we can get deeper into it. Poverty is evil. Poverty is a criminal offense. Poverty is a crime where you have to serve the sentence of other people. Well, you didn't get what I just said. Namo inokuita kuti uripenetse vamwe.
Poverty will make you pay for other people's offenses.
Do you think if I didn't have poor relatives, I would be this rich? No, you didn't get it. No, I'm rich to this level of riches only because I have poor relatives. If my relatives were richer, I would be richer. Because I don't need to cover their expenses. Our parents were the biggest failures according to the Bible. Because the Bible says what? It says you are blessed to the point of what? Of leaving an inheritance for your children's children. You are here in this church right now, waiting for you, Ben Angel, to pray for you so you get a job because your father failed. And that's the problem of Africa. We are repeating the cycle. Some of you can't wait for your daughter to be married. That's where you make your pay. Your paycheck is coming right there. Your son-in-law has to pay all the bills, even shoes. You know, in Zimbabwe, we have something called Vramuromo. It means opening the mouth. Before you say anything about, I want to marry my wife, they say, pay money to open my mouth. Then the father says, how are you? That's it. Just that part. Poverty. Are you still here? Now hear this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I want you to understand that in the book of Genesis, what we find, when we find God standing there, look at what he says. God creates the heaven. That means he doesn't live in heaven. You can't create the thing you are in. No, you didn't get that part. He couldn't create the thing he was in. We were talking about Genesis, right? He can't create the thing he is in. So he says something, and God created the heavens. And then if you go to Ephesians 4, it also tells you the same thing, that when he went up on high, he led captivity captive. Now watch this. And he went far above the heavens. That means he didn't go back to heaven. And the Bible says, and the heavens of heavens cannot contain him. Now, John 1, I want to show you, because you're missing that part. You'll get confused in a few minutes, and I don't want you to get confused. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Notice Genesis 1 tells you God created the heaven. John 1 tells you what was before he even said it. Before he created the world, you see it in John 1 verse number 1. Genesis is talking about when he created the world. John is talking about before he created the world. So John 1 verse number 1 is the first verse in the Bible. Because it is telling you when a thing was created. I know what you think. You think when Moses was writing Genesis, he was there. No, he wasn't there when God created the world. He was told a story of what happened. As a matter of fact, Genesis is not the oldest book in the Bible. It is the book of Job. Genesis contains the oldest story. It is not the oldest book. It's like I write a book about when God before God became God. If I write a book, it doesn't mean to say my book is the oldest. It contains the oldest story. If you read in John 1 verse number 1, you will see God before he was God. I can see. If you skipped school, Spirit Temple is a very difficult church. In the beginning was the Word. And ak en ho logos. In the beginning was the Word. That means the Word cannot become God until the Word creates something that will worship it. Because God is an object of worship. We're still talking about money right now. God is an object of worship. So if God is alone, he is the Word. until he creates something that will worship him, then he becomes God, because now he has created the thing that will make him God. So then God did not start as God. I don't know if you are getting this. So there was what? Unity, diversity, and communication. Say unity, diversity, and communication. So there was oneness in God before he was God. Unity, diversity. In him being one, there was a difference between his particles or offices. Unity, diversity, and communication in the community of the Godhead. So he was one, but was a community. With God, you are a majority. But hear this. We are talking about money, so why are we starting from here? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things what? The same was in the beginning with God. All things were what? Were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So anything you see on earth, anything you see on earth was made by Jesus, no matter what it was. So you see this? Let's read this scripture again with this $100 now. Why do you give me $100? Where is Zeke? Oh, anyway. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made that was made. That means if you can touch anything, it was made by God. I don't care whether the devil, imagine the devil was made by God. So who made money? Are you getting it now? So anything was made by God. This is why we see Jesus. When Jesus is walking and he gets to a certain location and the fig tree has no fruit. Notice what the scriptures say. The scriptures say, and the fig tree was out of season. Yet God made it. Mm-hmm. Did you see that? Who saw that? No. Do you see that up there? Yeah, you said it, right? Thank you. Now, let's go, sir. Let's do whatever we are doing. It's amazing that it happened here. No. So, who saw that? That right? Okay, thank you. Now, hear this. Hear this. Oh, Jesus. Without him was nothing made which was made. So if money was made by God, then money can be controlled by God. No, you didn't get this. Hebrews 11 verse number 1. We are going to go where we want to get to. I'm using my soft voice today, because when it comes to money, it has to enter you. Because your biggest problem is you think money is this paper. This is not money. So your biggest problem is you are following this paper. I'll tell you what it is in a few minutes. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Mm-hmm. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Mm. Through faith we understand that the worlds. Now, if you don't know, you would think he is saying we understand by faith. No. In English, you can put this. You can say through faith, then you put a comma. Then you say understand that, you put a comma. That means you can remove the words understand that and the sentence will still make sense. That's English. So we can say this, through faith, the words were framed. So he's simply saying we understand that the world was made through faith. He's not saying we understand by faith. If you came here waiting for me to declare, your life would be very miserable. Through faith, we understand that. So we have an understanding that the world was created by God using his own faith. That's not where I'm going. So that the things which are seen, so that this money you see was not made of things which are seen. So in other words, the spiritual realm controls the natural. So if I align with spiritual rules, I can control this. I know you're not hearing this. So all I need to do is to align with spiritual rules and I get this money. Are you flowing? Are you flowing? Remember, money is the simplest thing to get. But if you think this is money, it is the hardest thing to get. All of you are waiting for this. Prosperity is never about money. The book of Jeremiah, I want to show you something. Les avando recale a tors caveri su CFO. In fact, are you getting this? Jeremiah 17, verse number 9. Les ofrale la kumahata sifin. Are you there? The heart is deceitful above all other things and desperately wicked. If you look in the Hebrew, it actually means the heart is desperately wicked. It's desperate to be wicked. If you were left to your means, you would be evil. Maybe you don't understand this. Are you here? Are you here? Let me remember, the west edge is actually the edge of two. That's the most violent age group on earth. 2-year-olds. This is true. It's actually called the terrible two. Psychologists will tell you at the age of two. Imagine a little child is already horrible. They just don't have atomic bombs, but they would be bombing everyone. At the age of two, your child would even try to beat you. And you just be like, get away. Because you have power. But the anger inside. Why? Because this evil is already inside. Your heart is deceitful. So what God did was very simple. Give me the scripture. Where your heart is, your treasure is. Are you getting this? Are you getting this? Now, so what were you thinking? You were thinking your heart is brilliant. You know, people lie to themselves. They go like, you know me, I'm nice guy. You're not nice. You're evil. Without Jesus, you are the most evil person on earth. You can kill anyone. You can destroy anyone. You need Jesus to become like this. Do you know churches should be given money by the government? Because right now, for the next 3 hours, I have murderers, thieves, robbers in one location, calm. I'm telling you, right now. Imagine if we had no laws, how many people would you have killed? Would you have killed if there were no laws? Imagine that scripture that says, love your enemy. Even you, this is God. You say, yeah. Here we go. Put it up. Go to 32. So we start from 32. We get the context. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell all that you have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old. a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. Hear this. For where your treasure is, your heart is going to be. Here we go. Pastor Bevan, come here. Pastor Patrick. So, who would be God here? Hey! Now, so, you are the one who is the believer. This is God. I want, come. So, stand here. You used to go to clubbing, so you are the babiao. So, here is money. So, what God is saying is, in order to measure his heart, since the heart is desperately wicked, I only notice it not by the words he gives me. He can tell me, God, I love you so much. God, you are so brilliant. He can tell you anything. You know, people sing anything. Remember what we dealt with that time where people say, I want to praise you, Lord. It's a song. They want to praise Lord. The whole song ends with you wanting to praise. You never praise. Have you ever seen the song? Sung a song, we bowed before you. And you'll be standing. We bow before your name. Are you bowing? No, just a song. So God knows you are evil, you are lying. So he says, I create one thing that will reveal your heart. So he says, where your money is, I know that's where your heart is. So the moment you take this and give it to the barman, God says, this is where your heart is. No matter how many years you will pray, he says, it's there. Then God says in the scripture, son, give me your heart. He's not saying, give me your heart. He's saying, I will know you have given me your heart when I see your treasure. Now, you see, right now, you are hearing give. I'm not talking about that. So money is a revealer of hearts. Right now, we can't see your heart because you're broke. Have you ever seen people say, oh, now he has changed his money? No, he was exactly like this. There was no entity or substance to actually show us what the heart was like. The day you are given money, you. I said, the day you were given money. Imagine how evil like this. You are even short-sighted. You can't see clearly. You have 15 girlfriends. Just you. Imagine if you could see clearly. A revealer of hearts. Where is your money now? Where have you taken your money? Have you dedicated it to the point of saying every project I do, God is involved? I'm not talking about just talking it. Now, he would likely protect where he put his money. Let me say this and let me get into marriage a little bit from an African context. Women want to be told, I love you. Which is brilliant. My sons, you need to say it. I know you don't mean it, but well, just say it. And some of you mean it, but to men, it's not necessary to utter those words. We just don't find it necessary. If you see your husband saying, I love you, that man has tried. Sit him down, massage his feet, do something. This man, we don't do that in our culture. I tell you the truth. The only time I saw my father kiss my mother was when we forced them. Trust me. They were giving each other cakes and we said, now, mama, you give him a cake. So we had told our mother, look, you, when you are giving him a cake, go close and you kiss him. She said, he will never. And our mother did it. Did like this. When the kiss was like this, even the shutter was slow. We don't have a photo up to this day. We know it happened, but the camera was slow. No. My father was a hard Mashona type. Kiss for what purpose? Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? What I'm trying to say to you is the man controls his heart in a way that is controlled by a substance. He gives and then he commands his heart to say, I love you. That's why I have done this. This is why my daughters, when you dump your boyfriend, he will say, give me what I gave you. Yeah, all the things, return them. Am I still in church with people who... I need the refund. Why? Because to us, when we give you something, every time I buy groceries, every time I put a roof over our shoulders, over our heads, guess what I'm doing? I put clothes on your back. Do you know what I'm saying? I love you. But to you, you need to be told. You need flowers, birthday cards, dinner out. There is no love that does not reveal itself in giving. Whatever you give is a sign that's where your heart is. Okay, girls, what would you feel, daughters, if your husband wakes up every morning and tells you, I love you, baby. You are like a pop in a guava tree. Your love is as fundamental as an oasis. I'm crazy about you. Ha! I know what you do. You're like, oh, John, oh, stop it. That would work for one day. Then the following day, no rent, no food. And then he wakes up and says, I love you so much. You'll be like, stop loving me, get food. You understand what I'm trying to say now, right? Exactly. Because love is demonstrated by giving. So who exactly exemplifies what God is saying? The man or the woman? The man. The woman wants words. The man says, if I give you my substance, that's where my heart is. I wouldn't protect you if you were not mine. I wouldn't feed you if you're not mine. This is only for my sons who keep their wives, not my sons who stay at home and the wife is working. So this is not something that is for everyone. I don't know if you're getting what I'm trying to say here. So money is only a revealer of hearts. God employs it to reveal hearts. But we're not talking about the money you are looking for at work. Notice what the Bible is saying. It says there was no Eragon. Thank you, guys. There was no what? Eragon. There was no manager. Notice it didn't say there was no owner. There was no manager. Let's go. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord had not caused it to rain upon the earth. And there was not a manager. So God will give substance only when he sees you are able to manage it. You can sit down with the biggest people in business, multimillionaires, who are good at something. You realize that they are good managers of what God has put in their hands. And they understand one thing. I do not own this. It is for the kingdom. Right now, all you are hearing is, give all you have to God. No, that's not what I'm saying right now. I'm not talking about giving. I'm talking about the things that you guys have. If you treat them as I'm only keeping for God, you see how it changes. Right now, you're looking for work. Say this. Say the effective, efficient, correct, timely use of resources, property of another person with the intention to add value. So when God put Adam in the garden, he was saying, this is mine. Now take care of what is mine. It's not yours. But the problem with you is you want to own my house, my car. Come and see my car. Right now you are in a building that has just been valued for about what? 18 million. With a certificate for valuation. Now hear this. Not one day, nobody here can stand up and say, yes, we raised money for the building. There was ever money called to build this place. Nothing. Why are you using it? Because according to me, it's not mine. It is for the kingdom. So whenever everything you own belongs to God, then you are giving God the right to actually operate. Do you know what prayer is? Prayer is giving God license to operate on earth. Remember, he said, I say to Adam, you shall have dominion. He gave Adam the power. So he has no power on earth. So he placed now this thing called prayer to transfer the license back to him. So when you are praying, you are taking your license and say, God, here it is. Now, operate. Because he has no power here. He gave power to people with bones and flesh. God has no power on earth. Why is God not interfering? He's not interfering. You rule the earth. Let me tell you something. Here it is. Come. Before I get to the message. Remember when Prince Charles was still Prince Charles? The biggest problem of Prince Charles is knowing that to be king, my mother has to die. You don't know whether to celebrate, to anticipate your mother's death. Well, how do you pray to be king if you are Prince Charles? Father, kill my mother. How do you do that? You can't. So what God managed to do was, he is in the heavens and he is king. And he creates his only child. And the problem now is the child cannot be king. Because you can't be king in my domain. Because the word kingdom means a king and his domain. So he has his son in heaven. And he wants to create another family outside of heaven. So what does he do? He has to chase the son out of heaven. And create another territory. Where he can be king. Because he doesn't die like Queen Elizabeth. So since he can't die. And he can't give birth to princes. He has to give birth to another king. Now here's a problem. I can't give birth to kings in my territory. If they remain in my territory, he only becomes a prince. But if I create another territory, he can become a king. So we are on earth here because God knows he can't die. But it's a kingdom. Remember, it's a kingdom. So he sends his son, says, now, go to earth, and we're going to create another one, Adam. Create all this. And they control their areas as kings. And the Bible says, who can oppose the words of a king? Who can oppose the decree of a king? Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. The Christianity you are used to is a fake Christianity. The type of Christianity I told you before, the type of Christianity Paul was used to, Peter was used to, was simple. Somebody messes him up. He says, you shall be blind for a season. Witchcraft. Now you are only arguing with Muslims. Muslims stands here. You say, Quran says, Bible says. Nobody says, let me demonstrate it. Nobody's showing power. The kingdom of God is not in word only, but in the demonstration of power. There is no demonstration. There is only argument. Let me show you something. Because I know you're not getting it. The problem you have, you want to own. That's why you'll never be rich. Are you getting this? Are you getting this? What is that pay you make? Is it paying easy? Listen up. See, these are the guys that own Famanova that does that paying easy period. Thank you. Now, see, if you were going to see him moving around here, you're just going to greet him like, yeah, how are you, man? Is that correct? How many know Mr. Sharp? Sharp, stand up. How many know? See. Now, he's not sitting in front here because he's white. He's actually black. I think, number one, you know why you're sitting in front? Because you used to be my boss. No. He came early. I'll get you to speak in a few minutes. He used to be my boss, by the way. Since people take time. You see, Miss Mabiga here, stand up. I was working with her at his company. See, the way they are clapping, they're like, it's a lie. The way my boss is this. Now, you see, I can see. Now, you don't know your former boss, right? You're broke. And your boss will never turn up to your place. Because there is nothing of him he sees in you. Now, are you getting this? But what I see, and he's a very, very brilliant Christian, and him and his wife, they love God so much. I don't know if we are getting this. Are you getting this? Are you getting this? Now hear me. Hear me. Imagine my own team here at the Hippodrome. They are cars we call pull cars. Pull cars means you can just come out and drive that car and go to wherever you need to go. And if you're going home, you can take that car and go home. Then there are others that actually are in possession of those cars. You can't just get into those cars. They are designated to the people. Are they owning the cars? Yes, they own the cars. Not in the ownership you think. They have access to that car. As one person, nobody drives that car. Nobody will ever touch that car. It's only them. But it's access, not ownership. Hear this. Some of our cars that you see outside there, they have access pool. That means people can take them and drive somewhere else. Because it's all about the kingdom. The black mentality or the African mentality is, I need to own. It's mine. One guy in Gerrera there, maybe he's watching me now. He had a short-lived business. You know those, they call them what? Santa Cruz or whatever. Yeah, we come from here. Yeah. Lollipop and all that. Ice lolly. That one is not, it cannot be called an ice lolly, but we will just call it an ice lolly. Anyway, ice lolly, let's call it. Okay, let's use the real words. Freeze it. Now, you see? The guy was called Kujoko Chera. You know, I was in school with him. We were in the same class. He was called Kujoko Chera. And he formed his brand. It is called Kujokulas. Who would want that product to be? What are you having? Kujokulas. No! The mentality is, this was the only time he was now owning something that he was proud of. He needed to put his name in there, no matter how ugly it was. Kujo. Now I'm going to tell you some few things. It's the same thing with you people. I'm going to be practical today. This is the same thing with you people that you have got these Instagram pages that are private. Who are you? You don't know anyone. You see why people put private Instagram? This is the only title did they have in life. They don't have a house, don't have anything. So you have to knock in order for them to accept you. Poverty is a crime where you save other people's sentences. You are looking for customers and you have not one customer and you put private. Follow, click follow. When I think about it, I will accept. I can tell here we have a problem here. Luke 15 verse number 11. In a few minutes, you'll get it. This is just an introduction so that you get it. A certain man had two sons. Are you still here? The younger one of them said to his father, "Father, give me a portion of goods that falleth to me." Hey! The father had not even thought of giving anything. Everyone was allowed to have access. But now the son is looking for ownership. What is he looking for? Ownership. And he divided unto them his living. Gosh. Notice here what you did not notice. He says he divided to them, to the two sons. That means even the one that remained was told 1, 2, 3, 4 is yours. All right. And not many days after, the guy was so bored. After being given his property, he stayed. Eating the father's money. Spending. There are human beings like this. Gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And they wasted his substance with riotous living. When you have ownership, you become wasteful. It is not what you think. Let's go. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. And he began to be in want. Debt came in. Debts only come when you now own something. How many remember the days? I remember the days when my wife sent me a letter. I still have that letter. I'll bring it one day to just read for you. You will roar on the floor. This woman can say words. Well, maybe next week. I'll just read one, the lesser one. Now hear this. We remember we'd wait for letters to come to the house. Now, how many adults know if you see a letter, it's a bill? Why? Because you were staying with your parents. So you were staying with your source. And since you were staying with your source, you could not come into want. Your source would do anything to just get you to be fed. But now the man left the source, the father. And now the Bible says immediately he entered into debt. And when he had spent all, there arose a famine in that land and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into the fields to feed pigs. Whenever you demand from God a certain thing to own, you lose access to that thing. Because whenever God realizes you want to be independent of him, he takes you as your own God. I wish I could talk to a few people so that they... Because right now I know you're not listening. How many people here understand this thing? That we have land. And God is no longer creating any more land. He's done with creating land. You see, you don't want to farm. You want to look for a job. And then you're given $200 a month, $300 a month, done. No farming. Land is there. The moment President Mugabe told you as a country, we are redistributing land, you said, no, me, I'm MDC. I'll not go there. You became political about what you could have. Instead of saying, I'm going there, I'm going to take, MDC is in the ballot box. Land is outside the ballot box. Why are you so politically involved that you lose the inheritance of your own family because of stupidity? When they were distributing land, you were sitting, complaining. No, we will remove Mugabe. Mugabe. How do you remove Mugabe? See, some hopes are too much. Yet Mugabe was sitting at his house. You did not rush. Why? Do you know why? Because in your head, it's farming. Who wants to farm? Because our parents also messed up this farming thing. Because we knew they would just farm and do whatever they were doing. And then no money ever came from farming. So we thought farming was not necessary. But the white community was very wise. Have you noticed that most white people don't stay in town? They're in the farms. Then they build houses for you in the towns. Then out of your $500, you rent for $400. You are left with $100. Then at night, we'll see you in the avenues trying to top up. Oh, you did not get what I just said. Are you still here? Listen to me. This whole thing is about management. If you earn $300, don't try to live in Borodo. Your money does not allow you to go there. I know you are waiting for me to say, miracle house. Remove the expenses. You don't fit there. Relax. When I came into Harare, I was working for some tachograph company somewhere there. Then I worked for Mr. Sharp there. Notice, I didn't know what I was doing. They had to teach me there. And I got in there, listen to this. And I'm looking at the way they were managing. Rich people are ruthless when it comes to money. Nice when you talk to this man here and the wife there. The wife was the most ruthless. Aye. Ask Pastor Nyarai here. You would see her coming like this, you'd be like, I go like this. But then you see them discussing about money. There is no friendship there in the discussions. It's only talking about business. Let's fix this. Let's fix it. Your problem is this. If we would have a problem, they would look for where they can remove the cost. Black people will look for where we could increase it. You can't wear Gucci now. No, wear Gaki. You are trying to wear Adidas. There is Adidas. Fake it till you make it. Zuckerberg has one type of t-shirt, gray. One of the richest people on earth is you. You come from Chabalala here, just around the corner there. You have to look for that Versace. You have to look for it. I want to be seen in a Versace. Can you afford it? No. And if that girlfriend of yours likes to see you in that Versace, she's not the right one. You think I started by just driving a car? No. I wasn't like that. If you know my story, you will laugh. You think it's a joke. overstayed in Britain. No visa, nowhere. Overstayed. And I was staying with my brother like this, my brother Evangelist Lee. And then the immigration came home. And I was in there, in the house. They said, where do you stay? I said, here. They said, where immigration? They said, here, which room? I said, I thought you meant here in this town. Imagine in those days they were deporting anything, even flies. And God had told me, you are going to start a church here, then it will go around the world. And here is the immigration in front of me saying, which room? Show us the room. I had not even started thinking of applying for any visa. When I arrived, I was given how many days? Was it 30? No, 60 days. 14 days. You were given how many? 1 month. She was given 30 days. I was given 1 month to stay. We overstayed. And we became British. Don't think. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I remember I came out of that room and I called my brother. I said, the immigration is in your house. It's like, what? I went straight to the bus stop. I had no relatives anywhere. From that location to the place I was going takes 4 hours. I just got into a bus that would go for hours somewhere else, leaving the whole city for whatever reason. No beg, nothing. I just got in there. Where are you going? I have no relatives where I'm going. In the middle of the journey, I thought of one of our relatives. And I said, this guy, where does he live? I'm already making my way to Manchester. In the middle of that journey, I don't know his number. If I get to Manchester, I don't know anyone who stays there. Where am I even going? In the middle of the journey, I heard my phone is ringing. Huh? I answer, is that guy? My long lost relative. I said, where are you staying? He said, in Manchester. I said, I'm arriving now. Some of you. You wake up one day, you see people just smiling, they have visas, they are known around the world. You think, oh, let me tell you this. Tell your neighbor, overnight successes. They exist. They just take longer than one night. That's what you think. You think people just wake up, just get money. I arrived there, I never left. He said, what are you here for? I said, I just came to see you. I wanted to surprise you. We have not spoken in 8 months, 1 year. You are here to surprise me. Said, yeah. They said, we have a graduation thing here happening. I said, yeah, I'm here for that too. 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 2 years. I was now staying there. They even had to beg me to stay. You know Africans, when you give them food, say, I'm full. I'm full. You say, no, eat. They say, I'm really full. I ate where, just eat. Say, okay. Then, 1, 2, 3. Go like, who cooked? So it's my sister. They say, she can cook. Just, especially this veg. These veggies, oh my God, I don't know how she did it. Do you want more? Because they are trying to push to be for seconds now. Before you know it, sixth place. So they said, stay. I said, no. My brother, you know, I stay with my brother. He needs me. I'm talking about Evangelist Lee. I said, he needs me. They said, no. Just stay. He can come and visit, you know. There are no jobs there. Just come here. And in those days in Britain, it was easy. You could just go and work. When I got to Britain, the first night I got to what is called Ipswich, to stay with my brother Lee. The same night, he was calling me on my phone. Do you know where I was? Waking. I just arrived in Britain like today. He said, this is my house and this town. He showed me the town. I said, wow. Done. He went to work. And I went to town. On my own. I have no idea what Britain looks like. I'm just getting in there. I saw some, it was written personnel recruitment. I said, I think they're recruiting people here. I entered. Got in. When I got in, they said, yeah, what are you looking for? I'm saying, I'm looking for any job openings. What can you do? Anything. I'm ready. They said, yeah, we fill in your, there is something called national insurance number, NI number. They said, fill in your national insurance number. I put anything, 592X, anything I just thought of in my head. I think the guy just said, yeah, suspect. That night, I was already waking. I was an engineer. Instrumentalist. I'll never tell you what I was doing. So they started calling me. Lee's calling me. I'm like, Evangelist Lee's calling now. Missed call during break time. He said, where are you? I said, I'm at work. You're disturbing me. He said, which work? I said, I have no idea. They took us by bus. It's about 1 hour away from the town you showed me. I'm waking now. Huh? You are waking. You. Let me explain to you something. My idea was God had told me there is a ministry. And I was looking for the money for that ministry. I needed, when God says, now start, I'm already something, I'm already fixed here. See my mind, I wasn't working for me. I was working for ministry. I was working for God, for what God had already put in me. Now listen to this. Your problem in your management is simple. You are a wrong manager for what God has given you. Let me tell you something. Anything you mismanage disappears. Anything you manage flourishes. You are a good manager for the demon of poverty. Let me give you this. Say to your neighbor, the demon of poverty is more powerful than prayer and fasting combined. This is your problem. That's why you don't get money. Father, I want money. No. No one is listening to that prayer. Stop it. Relax. No one will ever listen to a prayer on money. You will not get it. You will not get money by prayer. If we would get money by prayer, listen to me well. Africans would be the richest. The kind of prayers we give God on money. Hey! Even angels are wondering. Do you know how we pray? Money. Even now, before you came here, you prayed for money. No matter how I've told you, God never listens to the prayer for money. Never. Let's go to that. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. Notice, he left the source and went for the system. So he chose the system over God. So there was a way he could get money. But no say, he couldn't get money that way. No, he went and joined himself to the system. And when you work for the system, you will work with pigs. It's taking time. It's taking time to sink in. If you work in the system of the world, you will work with pigs. Here it is. 16. He would fain have filled his belly with husks that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. Even the food the pigs were eating, nobody would give him. Hear what he thinks of. And when he came to himself, that means whenever you own, you are not yourself. You are mentally sick. Ownership is for mentally sick people. Because the Bible says when he came to himself, listen to this, listen to this, listen to this. I know you're missing this. I know you're just missing what I'm trying to say. Are you getting this? Joseph was in that place, Potiphar's house. And Potiphar said something. He said, I give you the power over the Jacob, the power over the fields, the power over this house, except my wife. You can't manage my wife. The very thing he prevented from being managed by Joseph is the very thing the devil came through. Whatever you don't put in the hands of God to keep is the thing that will bring the devil into your house. That's what the Bible says. If you love your wife, your children, I just added wife there, your children, everyone, more than me, you are not worth for the kingdom. Money is very simple. Now, I don't know if you are getting what I'm trying to say. So what then is money? It is an expose of the heart. That's number one. So money comes to measure your heart. If you love me, you would give. For God so loved the world, he gave. That means giving is the proof of the heart. The position of your heart is only seen by what you are able or what you are willing to give. I'm not talking about giving money to church. I wish you could understand that. Because whenever we speak like that, oh, your brain will be clogged like, he's talking about money now. Money. Are you here? So what is money there for? Hear this, and I'm about to close. We have people to see, places to go. Look at these people. They're like, where? Now hear this. Hear me well. If you have, can I get your Bible? Thank you so much. And your Bible, bring it here. Stand here. Two. Put one here. One to your, leave this once again. The two like that. Put them like this. Yes. Now, let's say I've got two, iPhone. Not 13. I need 15. Face them. Now, if I put this iPhone 15, what happens to the scales? They go like this. Now, this is 13 or 15. Do you have a 13 or 12? Okay. No one, even 11 is all right. Okay. This is what? 13. Mm-hmm. You. So it goes like this, but the heavier one is what? 15, because they put new things there. Now, do you understand what I'm saying? But if I put a 15 here, what happens? This goes up, because it's now 15. And now, if I do this, what happens? Level. Are you getting this? If I remove this, let's say this. Look at this. Don't laugh at him. He sells phones. So sometimes you touch Samsung, sometimes you have got a Shamsham. Now, hear this. If it's like this, let's say this is 200 grams, right? This is what? That's why they balance. If I remove this, what happens? That one is heavier than this. Is it still 200 grams? Someone said no. Please, let's go back again. Abagaiba. Oh my God. This is what? 200 grams. This is what? 200 grams. These are the scales. So if we put here 200, what is this? So if I remove this, what is this? 200. It remains what? 200. Now, so that means even if there are no weights, to prove that this is 200. So what proves this is 200? If I have a certain weight here, right? These are weights, not a phone. So let's say, okay, let me use this. Let's say this is 200. So if I do this, what happens? Balance. But it's a book. But what am I saying? These are weights. Have you ever done these old butcheries and stuff? Thank you. Right? So these are weights. They only came to measure. Are you getting this? Whose is this one? Oh, yours. Okay. Now that means, that means this weight doesn't really matter. It is only here to authenticate the value. Okay. So the weight is only there to authenticate what? The weight of this phone. That's it. That's why it's there. If you remove it, what happens here? It is still 200 grams. But you will never know if this is 200 grams until you find a weight to prove it. So money only comes to you to measure value. No, they didn't get it. So money is an authenticator of value. So if you have $200 on you now, you are worth $200. Don't give me that old nonsense of, I'm a child of God, I'm worth more. No, you're not getting what I'm saying. Are they even getting what I'm trying to say? Okay, let me say this. Okay, let's give back the Bibles. All right. Give back. Now, is it your Bible? Leave it. Leave all the Bibles. Now, if I come here and say, I want to kill him, then I say, give me $200 or you die today. If he doesn't have, what happens? That means in this moment, his life is worth $200. No matter how prayerful he is, for this moment, if he doesn't produce 200, he's dead. So money is a measurement of value. You don't look for this $100. What do you look for? For value. And money will come to authenticate that value. I don't know if you are getting what I'm trying to say. Be somebody who knows. So what do I do if I want to make money? Find the best in that location you are in. Find the problems of your surrounding. What is the problem in your community? Have you ever noticed what they struggle with? Have you ever wondered, what can I provide as a solution for my society? What can I provide as a solution for my community? You are not thinking of it. You are only thinking of coming out of that society. I don't want to live in Glenview. No. Borrowdale. Look at where I'm moving now. Do you know where I'm moving now? I'm now moving to the Good News City in Beatrice. That's where I'm staying. So I'm going to stay there. You are looking for what? Borrowdale Brook. Santon. Banana Island. This is what you're looking for. Some people have gone out. They are now out. But your mind is corrupted. You're looking for value in things that don't matter. You're spending your money on things that don't matter. You see somebody, especially you women, it's a problem. The hair, $500. Who? Do you have 500? No, I earn $700. So why do you think the hair? Why do you need your hair to be $700? Do you know the ritual that they do? Let me use my son here. Come here. You are the one that has got a head that is a problem. So I'll give you as an example. Now. Now. It's not like the hair can't grow. He just doesn't like it. It's his style. So what they do in India, for you to know, they take these ladies that have got, the ladies that have a problem with maybe the family is going through difficult things and they have cycles of evil happening in their families, do you know what they do? They take them for rituals and remove, chant over that hair all the problems that woman is having and remove it and sell it to Europe and Africa as human hair, 100%. See, they don't know this. Thank you. No, no, the people don't know. It's an altar you are wearing now. All right, I'm here. I'm wait here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm stepping here. So if somebody tells you this human hair 100, you are proud of. Say, what are you wearing? 100 human hair. Where do you get it? Zimex small. Ah! There are people who have actually prayed over that same human hair. In that prayer, they have decreed and declared that evil that was on the woman goes on there. And some are even dead in the mortuaries and they're removing. There's a lady who actually did the research and went to India and went to mortuaries where they were removing hair. Came on BBC, removing hair. And then it's cleansed, shipping bags, arranged. Now women are fighting. You didn't even buy me hair. My birthday, we just... My sons are very mature in the spirit. They are not buying. My sons are all over the place. They are excited. So, there is Brazilian hair. Peruvian. What is this Peruvian nonsense? What is this? Peruvian. What does it mean? It's also 100%. Oh, this is fake one. That's why I told you last time. I really don't like lying. Because that's why my wife keeps it the way short, no additions. I want to play with my wife when I want to play with my wife. Do you understand? And run my fingers through her hair. Not like I'm sitting, I told you, not like I'm sitting in my bed like this, going like, I want to move my hands through my wife's hair. Then I go, wait, let me go and take the hair from the wardrobe. No, no. We're not doing that part. Oh, the way you are angry with me right now. I'm trying to say to you, this is what I'm trying to say to you. This is what I'm trying to say to you. The things you're proud of, that you spend money, is nonsense. You should be beautiful. I agree with you. The Bible says, let the hair of the woman grow, for it is her beauty. But listen to me. Go for the same, this synthetic, go for that. This human hair, don't even be proud of it. I'll have a service just for this human hair. A full service. That's why some of the demons can't leave you. You wonder why your woman never respects you. Your woman never, it's just argument in the house, argument. It's remove that wig, you will see. You will see, we'll deal with this. Some have already signed out and said, I'll never come back to this church again. Please leave. It will give us less time to deal with demons. We don't have time to cut out. Out. We don't know why we are casting out every Sunday. Use synthetic. Use wigs. It's okay. It gives you your beauty. But be spiritual in it. You are crying for human hair. It's expensive for you. You can't even meet it. I know what you are hearing from me now. You are waiting for God to just give you money. He does that. When God creates miracle money, is simply as a sign to show you that I'm able to actually give supernaturally. But your problem is simple. You have one problem. You want to live a life you have not created. You want to get there before you get there. You want to arrive before you depart. Do you know how many times I prayed with my wife, praying for a car? Any car. One time we prayed for our neighbor's car. Neighbor's car. A neighbor. That guy. It was white like this. He's called Marco. He was here a few weeks back. And I prayed. I said, God, if you give me a car like Marco's car, even you, God, God bless you. Trust me, that car never came. It was a Rover, eh? Rover 200 or something like that. Rover. Even you don't know it. If you see it, you wonder, why was I wasting my prayer? Who told me that in the future you're going to have Lamborghinis? At one time I had 3 Lamborghinis, yellow, red, green. It was not even called green. They call it Vedmandis. You know when you are rich, they change colors. Vedmandis. And I arrive at church like this, park it in the car park lot, leave, go preach, and leave early, and everyone would be, you think you left early, you left your congregants. Your congregants would be like, now time to be, we need to go and take photos near that car. And then the following week, I would be in a green one. The following week, a yellow one. One day, I was just going to the gym. You know, the days when this spirit of gym, I bind it in the name of Jesus. I'm going to the gym and I realize, oh my God, it's 14 February, Valentine's. And my wife was wearing red. I said, I'm passing by Lamborghini. I see a red Lamborghini. I said, park here. I'm coming. I went in there. I bought a Lamborghini for 270,000 pounds. I said, baby, come. Surprise, surprise. Just on the way to gym. The gym. We just need to talk and wait for cash.
You also do it when you get cash.
Are you hearing? I've never seen so much jealousy in one location. But was it necessary? No! Why would I need 3 Lamborghinis? To show who? After 2 days of the church seeing it, people say, wow. You are dangerous. I say, no, it's the doing of the Lord. It's the doing of the Lord. Prophet, this is marvelous. It's your prayers. And I know, meanwhile, I know you never prayed. Imagine the stupidity that I had. That I thought impressing somebody was the topmost idea that I had. This was it. That was the loftiest idea. Just impress people with your Mercedes, with your Toyota. It's not necessary. 270 times 3. Do you know how much that is? Almost 900,000. One house. I had one house. 3 Lamborghinis. That's over $1 million. In cars. So people would just go, wow. Wonderful. Wow, what a man. Now we see you standing next to a car on Instagram. If we follow you, will we find that car? Some of you show even pictures of your own bedroom. But if we follow, we'll realize it's not even yours. You are trying to impress people who hate you, who will never be impressed. Why spend money? Why spend energy trying to convince someone who has already said they're going to hate you for life? They are not going to be transformed. The more you show them all these things, the more they hate you. It has not helped me. Being rich never helped me in the sense of, see, now I reveal this truth. You people who sell houses, don't. So, Miss Mabiga here is the one with, one of the people with our power of attorney to buy houses on our behalf or buy buildings on our behalf. I was buying that, the part where it was a lodge and we're turning it into a hotel now, 63 bed now, hotel. It's about 80% complete now. Up there, When we send her to go and buy, they said, oh, see who wants to buy. Yes, 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 yes. They agreed the price that was advertised. They said, no problem. Now the day to sign, because in there, I don't know what happened to the agent. The agent then wrote our actual name and said, this one is the power of attorney. The man said, no. So you mean you made angel, like prophet angel? She was like, oh my God. Said, yes. Said, no. That's not the price for him. It's not the price. We are not doing it. Ah! It changed immediately. She called me, said, they are no longer selling. I said, what? They don't want to sell to me. I said, no. They say, if it's you, we need to change the price. Why? Because I was on the pulpit parading my wealth. I'll tell people, I got this, I now have this, I now, oh, this nonsense. They were listening. They say, he's rich. They changed the price just for me, my own price. But what I'm trying to say to you is stupidity in managing wealth. If I give you right now 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, do you know what will happen? You waste it. Yet in this same country, to hire 1 hectare, what is it? To rent 1 hectare for a season is $100. I went to the Good News, sit there, and I saw tomatoes and what, onions, right? Tomatoes and onions, and I had no idea they were there. So, hectares, they're there. I said, what are you doing here? I asked my wife. She said, oh, yeah, I just use one, what, $3,000. $3,000 per hectare. And I said, what is the profit per hectare after I use $3,000? He said, $17,000. Now, to me, if you tell me that it's not money, now I'm looking at 17,000, then I think, wait a minute. So if you use 30,000, you're going to get 170,000. I said, yeah, I'm in the tomato business now. I don't know if you're getting what I'm trying to say here. Yes, Honorable Zenda here started doing what? Onions. If you see him and his wife, stand up, you and your wife. Look at how they are. Look at her. Look at how beautiful. Look at how handsome he is. Where are they? Jesus Christ of India. Now imagine, sit down. Would you think they are in the business of onions? You don't know how to manage what God has already given you. You don't know how to manage. Genesis 1:25. After this, I'm finished because I just wanted to give you that part. Are you here or you've gone home? Are you here? Are you here? And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the face of the earth after his kind. And God saw it was what? Good. And God said what? You are not hearing. 1, 2, 3, let's read. And let them what? So we're given dominion. But I want you to see number 22. Because by 3 we should be out here. Number 22. First number 22. Speed. And God blessed them. Now here is how you start a business. I want you to say it to your neighbor again. Neighbor, if you do not have what I'm about to say to you, you should not get money. Money is given in exchange of services or products. If you're not providing products, you shouldn't be given money. But before I go to Genesis 1, 22, I want to show you something in the book of Leviticus 27. Just verse number 1 so you see it. Because I know you are not getting it. And in fact, use the Message Bible. Because these people be having problems in understanding these things. God spoke to Moses. He said, speak to the people of Israel. Tell them if anyone wants to vow the value of a person. Do you understand? If you want to give me a person, here is how I value them. According to money. God gave people value according to money. I know your scripture you will not understand. If you want to give me a child, if you want to give me your wife as a gift, here's the value. It's in money. Tell them if anyone wants to vow the value of a person to the service of God. You want to give me your child to save me for life? This is how I value it in money. Set the value of a man between the ages of 20 to 60 at 50 shekels of silver. You know, I'm not here to get you into the theology of it. I'm just trying to say God even took a person and said, now value here. He valued it in money. Do you know God never gives you a gift until he values how you manage money? He says, how can I give you true riches if you are not able to manage unrighteous money? So God looks at your management of money to see what he can give you as a gift. That's why you have a problem with prophets being rich. Because our value in managing money is the one that God considered to give us giftings. No, you're not getting me. You see, a man of high value in the realm of the spirit is a man who managed the money God gave him. And God said, if you can manage unrighteous money like this, I can give you riches, riches like this. Hear this. Are we still here, Oya? Are you? According to the sanctuary shekel. For a woman, the valuation is 30 shekels. If the person is between the ages of 5 and 20, set the value at 20 shekels for a male and 10 shekels for a female. If the person is between 1 month and 5 years, set the value at 5 shekels of silver for a boy and 3 shekels of silver for a girl. If the person is over 60, set the value of at 15 shekels for a man and 10 shekels for a woman. If anyone is too poor to pay the stated amount, so... I want to speak in tongues. You have value. I'm going to borrow you. I'm going to 15. What value are you to God? If you read it in the King James, it says, according to the ability of the person. So when God looks at you, he sees a value in monetary terms. Monetary terms. How much are you worth? How much are you worth? How much are you really worth? How much are you really worth? Ten zig. How much are you worth? How much? Do you see what I'm talking about? Why is it that this country is struggling with bad publicity? It's because there are elements in our society, in our country, who are aimed, who fraternize with the enemy, and are heavily aimed at undermining the value of the nation. So the enemy takes us at face value. He looks at us and goes like, they're worth nothing. Because there's somebody who sent wrong information. Do you know how many people die in Chicago alone in America per week? That number might be equal to the number of people who die in this country on gun violence. Oh, yeah. But do you hear Americans making noise? No, they are the masters of gab. They know how to control their mouth. They will tell you America is the best. Have you ever been to America? You'll be disappointed. You walk into America like this, you go like, If all he had seen was just movies, you will look for the things you saw in movies and you will never find them. But they have one thing. They know how to manage it. They know how to manage their country. You, nobody manages your country. Because you are the managers of your own country. But you are messing it up there. Why? So you are reducing value. So nobody comes to invest anything. Everyone is afraid. If I come and do this, if I come and do this, if I come and do this, what will happen? Because of bad publicity. But imagine if we become ambassadors of our own nation, ambassadors of our own families. Not everywhere you go and say, kwedu kunevaroi, ai. Which is in my family? Ai, 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 ai. Even my mother. Then you wonder, let me tell you something. If you have a wife disrespecting your mother, don't blame that wife. It is because of the mother, son, that you're married, that she's married to. There is something that the husband said to the wife about the mother that she thinks she has the right to say something against your own mother. Don't even blame this woman. Something that the man said in privacy. Listen to me. Don't trust two people who are in love. Don't trust. No, never trust it. My mother was the example. My mother will come and say, don't do this. You know your father is short-tempered. That man is short-tempered. No problem. You will add your own information. They say, he's very short-tempered. Last week he did this. Last week, you go home. You say, Lee! And we just look at it and say, that thing you said to mom is the reason why you are being called now. This woman will be in there going like, yes, Yanga she's with Taura. Yes, you are saying it. And the way you would be whooped, my father used to beat us using a wire. He said he was afraid of the forestry commission. He can't use whips, he will use wire. You say, I have been angry. 100 times I'm angry. But because I'm very understanding, I'm a Christian, I'll only whoop you 5 times. You'll be one, you go like, thank you, Jesus. He got angry 100 times, now he's only giving me 5. Meanwhile, he planned on giving you 5 long back. Do you understand this? What I'm trying to say is, value yourself. Right? Listen to this. Hear me well. This is this one. This is not mine. Yeah, this is mine. Yeah, it's 15. Now, value yourself to a certain level that even people... Now, hear this. I want to show you. Value brings money. I'll give you examples that are very, very funny, but they're okay. When we were at boarding school, there were women we knew were really clean. Just clean people. They didn't need to look beautiful. They were beautiful in our eyes because they were clean. There was a lady who was called one of the most beautiful people at our boarding school. I was there with Pastor Lloyd here. And I went one day, Prophet Angel now going to Britain. I got to the airport and this lady is there being rude and all that. She had some kind of grudge with me. I'm just looking at this sister. I said, hey, sister, you don't even need to say this. You are ugly. But I'm saying it in my head. Do you understand? The Bible says people are ugly. It's not my problem. You listen to this. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. Some are fearfully made. Even God was going like, no, that's a joke. That's a joke. Listen to me. The Bible says, and Sarah was fair to look upon. If the Bible could say Sarah was fair to look upon, it also means there are some people who are not fair to look upon. According to the standards of this world. And I just thought this woman was just too much out there trying to do all kinds of things. I'm like, no, man, you can't do this. You know, I'm thinking it. And I'm just giving patience. I'm Prophet Angel. The moment I start back and forth, it will be in the papers the following morning. harassed the woman, abused her. And she can even come out and say, yeah, he was, it's, well, it's more like romantic advances. And I turned him down. Even my own member will believe it. That's why we don't bring preachers here. Because that's why there is a reason why Christians are called sheep. A sheep is the only animal that can follow the shepherd. Some Christians are dumb enough. If you put somebody here who screw up this nonsense, I say nonsense, doctrine that is nonsensical here, you will see next week you will follow that one. You wonder, but I've been preaching for you, to you for years, and I told you that is not correct. You're already listening. Boom. One of our pastors in Britain, Newcastle, did Ash Sunday. Ash. Our church members were queuing up like this on photos, being Ash. Spirit of Sunday. In spirit members. Where did he get that information? He just formed his own thing. As members for you. Hear this. Ford Motor Company, I want to get you in. Ford Motor Company gives you 3 months before they give you medical aid for your teeth to get checked. They do what? 3 months. Just looking at your performance. Do you address the boss correctly? Do you work with others in the group correctly? Imagine Ford Motor Company takes 3 months to evaluate if you are the right candidate. You get proposed to today. You asked out today. Tomorrow, you're already sleeping with that boy. He said he was going to marry me. Ford Motor Company takes 3 months. You, 1 hour. You have no value. So the person will never marry you. Now he has taken you to his own house. And you are sleeping with him there. You are asking after 2 years, when will you marry me? Why would you buy a 5-liter jar of milk when you have the whole cow at home? You have a real dairy. And you are forcing this man to buy 2 liters of milk? No one will marry you. Close your legs. The moment you do that, you will see men will do anything to get you. No, this quietness is a testimony. I'm telling you. You have no value because anything he wants to do with you, he has done. There's nothing you can offer anymore. You have kissed him. He knows. You have been naked in front of him. Who do you think? What do you think now? Now he is thinking of another one to be naked. Not you. You is finished deal. Men are conquerors. All the novels that we have read, all the books, we're talking about kings conquering this, conquering this. Women, you have been used to another Prince Charming coming to get you. So your mentality is by the society you live in. Your mentality has already been corrupted. You are waiting for Mr. Charming to come to you. Prince Charming. Knight in shining armor to get you. Meanwhile, your knight in shining armor is up a tree somewhere. Like Zacchaeus, just waiting. My wife will come here. He's not coming. I tell you by fire, go get your Prince Charming. But you can only get there when you show that this is not easy. I love you. I understand you. You are mine. We get it. But as for my legs, I'll not open. Do you see the way? That way, the value becomes big because we are only trained to hunt. All right. Now then, see, this is not my church, this idea. I'm going to say, I think you swapped. Men are trained to hunt. That's it. All we know to do is hunt. Listen. A woman should always be chaseable. Even if you get married, be chaseable. Let the men think, I'm chasing after this woman. I'm chasing her every time. You know, but I'm going to marry you. So it's just as though we are married already. So what prevents us from kicking it? Meanwhile, you are not all kicking it. You are being kicked. And in our culture, the white community is good. Because in our culture, in the white community, we make love. In the African community, I make love to you. So you are the recipient in Africa. White community, we do it together. Black community, I do it to you. That's why you find women, except of course, generals. That's why you find women, if they are not friends. We're talking about just common, you know, acquaintances. You can't go and say, oh, that guy slept with me. You can't. Men. Huh. The whole 51 people say, guys, I went through it. I don't worry about that one. Oh, we did it. These guys are shouting, ceasefire, ceasefire. What I'm trying to say is simple. Create value. Create value. If you put your fence low enough, men will just jump in and get in and play with the flowers. If you put your fence high up, they will think twice before they come to you. They will think, man, I need to pray. Speak in tongues for me to get that spirit embers lady. You see what is happening now? You have increased your value. So what do I do if I want to get rich? Simple. I'm going to 25. And put it in your notebooks right now. It's just a few points. And God made the beasts of the field. 22. And God blessed them and saying, be what? Be fruitful. Number one, be fruitful. Write the word be fruitful quickly because of time. Put it in be fruitful, right? In front of be fruitful means produce a product. That's how you start a company. Have a product to sell, something to sell. Don't just complain, I don't know how to start a business. Sell something. There is a company I showed you way back, which is selling air now. Air. I'm telling you, they've made a million selling air. There. That's it. $30 per bottle, selling air. What will I sell? Sell air. Chitungwiza air, Masingo air. I know what you're thinking right now. Men of God, just tell me what to sell. Sell anything. People are selling. Just don't sell yourself. Let me tell you a truth that you will never understand. Here is me talking, and I'm married nicely. We are brilliant. We are okay. I still love me some Beverly. Now hear me well. Marriage is overrated. That's why when women have money, they will choose not to get married. This, my prayer, marriage. Aziko.
Nothing.
I'm telling you, the moment a woman has money, independence comes in the head. So why do we get married and why do we think you should get married? Simple, because the Bible says it. And marriage is only as a ministry to God. As long as we are going somewhere, me and my wife, we have a destiny. We know we are driving the power of God this way, the move of God this way, the church of God this way. So whatever we are doing, we are working towards something. No, man of God, you don't understand. I just need someone. Thank you. You just need someone. Blessed be your stupid head. What do you do? Be what? Fruitful. Imagine God started with this. Have a product to sell. That's be fruitful. Multiply. Learn to duplicate that product. That's how you start a company. Learn to duplicate that product. Be fruitful, multiply. Learn to duplicate that product. Learn. Do you know in this country or in South Africa, you can actually say that KFC produces better chicken than that one? They are failing on number two, multiply. They are rich, but they are failing number two. They are failing to produce the same quality. Beggar King is creating billions of beggars, maybe over a billion beggars a year. But if you go to Kandahar today, it will be the same. Kazakhstan today, it will be the same test as you test in America, that same Beggar King. Why? They maintain the multiplication part of it. They produce the product, they multiply that project. In other words, they made the same. They are consistent. They are consistent. Barate kebele. Then it says, replenish. That's the word refill. Replenish. Do you know what that means, replenish? It means have inventory. Store more of the products. So you're fruitful, you multiply that and replenish it, meaning to say, store the product, have the same, have another one. Are you getting this? Mr. Sharp here has a lot of all these estates here. I believe you know Pokogara. Yes, he owns it. Now, that if you get in there, you see houses that are done to perfection. You move from this house, you don't go like, okay, if it is the same, you'll go like, no, it's the same shape, but that one is done well. No. The finishes are done almost the same to the dot. So if you live there, you might just like the direction that I want, this direction or that direction. But the reality is the quality is what? Same. That means the multiplication part of it is being done. But in the same estate, he would be producing another estate in another location when these ones are finished. Why? Because he has the replenishment mentality. You are producing, you have another one in stock as you keep moving. Now, if you do those three steps, you are going to subdue the market. Now you have power in the market. And when you have power in the market, what you do, you now have dominion. Now you're no longer in competition with people. You start on number, you are number one, and there's no number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven. Number two is number 10. What have you managed to do? You've managed to create a product. Most of you don't sell nothing. You're just looking for a work, for a job. Job, say job. J-O-B. Just over broke. Just a little bit above broke. I want to pray for you. Hear me well. Where is the spiritual in what we are saying? Why did you get my $100? I think the owner took it. You have another? Oh, give me all. Hey, I will give you back. Hey! Pagaiba! Are you married? Ah, you are safe. You are safe. You are safe. This is not money. This is not money. But listen, I don't know how much this is. Maybe 2,000, 3,000, I don't know. Whatever this is, maybe $3,000. Now, make sure you have protection when you go home. Okay? $3,000. Now, this $3,000, today, that's his what? His life. If he gives 300 to church today, this is, it's 400, sorry, 400. If he gives 300 today, God doesn't take it as a person who gave $300. He takes it as a person who gave 10% of their life. No, they didn't get it. That's the point, because remember, your value is what it comes to measure. So today, if you have $3,000, you are worth $3,000 right now. So if you give 1,000, over 30% of your own life is what you sacrificed. I know what you think when you give your $20 like this and you have just, you are left with another 20. You think you're just giving 20. So you see someone giving 3,000, you go like, wow, vamos. No, that person who has 3,000, who has given 300, is giving 10% of their life. That's why Jesus said to the woman who came to give the seed, what did he say? This woman has given all she had. She has given more than anyone. Market yourself. You are an introvert. You're an introvert. You're even afraid for people to know about you.
Yes, Papa, that's very true.
This is not working. Now, so if you know people, that's who the people you can talk to.
Yes, Prophet.
That's not. Ah, so you know. So here we are. I don't have time to prophesy, but I will just do maybe one or two for the road. Who is your first time here? Raise your hand if it's your first time here. Ah, raise it up now. Nicely. Ah, yes, their first time. Now, yeah. All right. Is this not your first time? You want to be first time? Oh, yeah. Some people are like, I want to be first time. This one says, I'm not so sure. Okay. Because of time. So, whenever you are giving a seed, don't think you are giving to God $200, $20, $10. You are giving your worth that day. Money is not difficult. Hear me. It is controlled by the spiritual realm, but it's got management tiles that you use. The demon of poverty is more dangerous than you think. It rejoices the most when it sees a Christian on their knees in prayer for money. That's when it knows it has overtaken you. It is very wise. It knows if you pray for money, you are done. Because money is not a promise, so it doesn't bow to prayer. It's a covenant. If you do this, I will do this. Listen to this. It says, by prosperity shall my kingdom be spread abroad. Even God said money. Here is the word. God said, money answereth all things. Jesus did not say the Holy Ghost, prayer. No, money answereth all things. Jesus speaks of money more than hell and heaven combined. 16 out of 38 parables were about money. The kingdom of God is about money. Hear me now. Let's all stand up. I want to show you something. We're about to get to the issue of the matter. Ah, le tu jama. Christa balungre kai no mo. Merazali fulo hosh kegai. Hi. Is this a man? I speak to anemia. Paretesemia. Listen, what is it? Stand up. Stand up. So how many times have you been here?
It's almost 4 times now.
4 times.
But with my wife.
But this is the calling.
I receive it. I receive.
This is the calling.
Yes, well, of
so course. You are 4 times. She is 2 times.
Yes.
I used to
dream about
this. You used to dream about this.
Yes, I dream about
this. Do you know there is a calling over your life?
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you know?
Yes.
But the calling is to do with healing. I'm seeing the healing unction over your life. So the problem you are experiencing is there to make you doubt what God has done.
Jesus.
Because stand here. How many? This is, you know, there is even, what is it called? Polycystic ovaries. That sometimes she gets pregnant and then blood comes out.
Yes,
sometimes it's actually a real thing coming out.
It's very true.
Two times, stillbirth, like something like that.
Yes, man of God. After.
There is going to be a move of God over your life.
I receive it. I receive, man of God.
Come.
I receive, prophet. I dream about this. Thank you,
Jesus. It is already done.
I receive. Thank you, Jesus.
Now this is not the age, this, but it's gonna affect his brain.
He's slow.
This child here,
yes.
Is slow.
True, Papa. True.
Like, you know, Down syndrome, like less.
Yes. True, Papa. True.
Where are you coming from?
Botswana.
From Botswana.
Yes.
And how do I know about this person?
Only God.
Huh?
Only God.
The Lord is with you.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord is with you.
Yes, Papa.
Do not worry. Do you know her? You don't know. Yes. What's the name of this person?
Tinash.
The Lord is with you.
Yes.
Yes, Prophet. Tinash means the Lord is with you. That is in English.
But this is, why are you coming from Botswana and you have someone called Tinashe? Why?
This is my cousin's daughter.
Your what?
Cousin.
So are you Zimbabwean?
No.
This is what I'm trying. Are you understanding what I'm trying to understand?
She's saying he's the cousin's son. She has a cousin.
It doesn't matter. If you understand my question, even to say he's a cousin, you wouldn't be saying it. Because this is a brain and it's very slow. He did not develop well.
Yes. True.
And it's not that age. No. Not that age like that. No. Now hear this now. How do you get to a person and go like you? This is happening. This is happening. How? In the realm of the spirit, it's as though even the relationship, father mother, nothing to really talk about. Listen,
Zimbabwe.
Maleka, this is now understandable.
Yes.
Now,
Now
we are now talking. Now, that's what I'm trying to. You are coming from Botswana. And this is a Shona name. How? Kosa. Wazita Zekare Marua Meji.
Wazita Zekare. Come on, let's sing it out.
Kunyos meose.
Let's sing it out. Let's sing it out.
Yeah. Lord, I'm grateful. Yes, he loves me. Our God is so loud.
again and again and again. Yes, I need again. Yeah. Wandi simuti, wandi gaza na machida. Ukombe wangu unafachikira. I'll tell the world of what he has done for me. He's so kind and loving and faithful through the way.
Yes, I see Lembo. Yes, I see you heal the sea. Yes, I see good news everywhere.
Because of time, I'm left with a few minutes. I have annoyed myself. This one I can't change. The Lord will lift you to another realm. Nations will come to hear wisdom from your lips. I saw a change in your hands, and dimensions of the prophetic will be reached. That as you move, even in America, they are going to feel you. I speak dimensions of the prophetic to rise beyond your expectation. The healing unction to touch nations and finances to be upon your life. As you leave this place, I push the boundaries of your ministry. In Jesus' name. You too come.
He loves me.
The problem is a very simple problem. Come here. You know, the problems I mentioned are very simple because I'm dealing with a God who deals with simple problems. Is this your first time here?
It's my first time here.
First time. All right. Now, hear this. I saw in the realm of the spirit. It was as though God had moved. Listen, when you came here, anybody took your details like what you're going through, your problems?
No.
Okay, even if, let's say they had taken, I'll go to areas nobody has taken anything.
Prophesy, men of God. That is why we are here, men of God.
As I'm talking to you now,
yes,
this year, you saw it in a dream.
Yes, men of God.
Are you hearing?
Yes,
this,
men of God.
This now is not new to you in your head.
It's not new, men
you
of God.
You have always wanted to be here.
I have tried to come here, men of God.
Balate.
I tried. There was a lot of resistance.
Because what I'm seeing is the windows have opened, and I began to look, and I saw I was in Zimbabwe here, and by the Spirit of the Lord, I've been catapulted to Botswana. When I got to Botswana, there was something that was sitting there. It was as though it is sitting in your family.
Yes, man.
Preventing a lot from happening.
Oh,
that
yes.
Even in your family, you are the only one who has even come up to be somebody.
Yes, man of God. They are looking unto
Malela
me.
Huskeme. But when I'm seeing you like this, it is though pieces of your life have been arranged in front of me.
Yes, man of God.
But now there is an accusation.
Yes, man of God.
It's an accusation.
Yes, man
Remember
of God.
Remember this woman.
Yes, man of God.
There is an accusation now. So it's like a scandal. That
yes,
broke out
God.
In the place you were in.
Yes, man of
and
God.
And you thought, God, give me another location.
Yes, I left where I was, man of God. Because they were accusing
me. Shout, prophet, prophesy.
Prophesy.
I'm doing the best I can. Now, I saw it. Now, this is what is happening. You ran away from there.
Yes,
now somebody's trying to do something to you in the place you are aiming at going.
Yes,
because I'm seeing God has set Gabron in position for you.
This is where I want to go.
Look at that.
God. This is where I want to go.
So Pique.
Yes,
Pique.
I have a branch in Pique.
Pique, Bala, Tebele, Pique.
Oh my God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
The anointing is like electricity. It is a heavenly unction. It is a heavenly materiality capable of being touched, capable of being transferred. It is transferable. It can move. It is a heavenly materiality. Yes. 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 There. It is a. It is a. It is a heavenly materiality. I want to see you later. Now hear this. Come, come, where are you? Zemenon, give me that phone. Where is your phone? Where's your phone? Give me. It's okay. This is a phone call. I heard the phone call.
Yes.
And this is a problem you are facing now. There is a man disturbing your church now. But it's not disturbing from within.
Yes,
from man. Outside.
Yes, there's a
I'm
problem.
Seeing a lady called Stokozile. Stokozile.
Yes, it's true, man of God. She's
it's an, like an evangelist.
She's
like,
an evangelist in the church.
My hey, no, baby,
hey, baby, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, baby, hey, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, baby, hey, baby, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, baby, hey, baby, hallelujah.
Somebody who would bring people to church.
Yes, man of God.
But now, she's being dodgy now.
Oh, yes, because...
On and off, you don't know why.
Yes, man of God.
What's happening here?
There was a problem. It was complicated, man of God. The issue was so complicated. It was so complicated because...
Amen! Amen!
It's complicated. is a complication. Translator to come here. We're not praying for her. That's for her brother here. Okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, we cancel HIV. In the name of Jesus. Not because we are able, but because you are able. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. That's all right. I think... there's somebody here. Sense of test. Go stand there. Go stand there, pastor. No, not you. Another pastor should stand there. Take that sense of test. Go to him. If you have no sense of test, sense of smell, and sense of test, go to him now. coming to you. Don't worry. Sense of taste, sense of smell. If you're here, just raise your hand if you have a problem with sense of smell, sense of taste. No, no, no. If you have a problem, that problem I'm mentioning, not a problem you like. What's your problem here? Huh? Send here. Send here. I'm still here. I'm coming to you, brother. Okay. Who is that one? It's him. It's you. Okay. I'm still waiting because we don't have the things. The moment you heard me saying something. So, brother, sense of smell? Sense of smell? Do you have sense of taste there? Do you have sense of taste there?
Sense of smell. We have sense of smell.
Sense of smell. Oh, so we eradicated the sense of taste problems. Wonderful stuff. Your vision. Short side. Okay, okay. Now I get it. Ah. You die. Smile. It makes the world a little bit brighter. Where is the problem here? Where's the pastor is left here? Where? Him and who? Just one?
Yeah, there's just one.
Okay. So let's go that side. Quickly because of time.
Happening, prophet. You have just prayed for mama here. She had lost the sense of smell for 14 years, prophet. 14 years without the sense of smell, prophet. And you have just prayed for her, prophet. She can now smell the perfume, prophet. She is celebrating. She has just received her own miracle, prophet. 14 years. 14 years, prophet. Miracles are happening. evening, prophet.
Yes.
This brother standing here is saying he had a problem with the sense of smell for 36 years, prophet.
36 years.
Prophet, he is 36 years old, prophet, which means his whole life he has never smelled anything, prophet. But after this touch, prophet, you have just prayed for him and the smell is here, prophet. He can smell the perfume. What a mighty God.
Your heart. Asking him why he thought of coming. That's all. There's no. You understood it, eh? Yeah.
Prophet,
why is he here?
Prophet is saying, I want to receive an anointing from you.
What do you want to use it for? Come. What do you want to use it for? And this anointing you want to collect here. What do you want to use it for?
For ministry.
For ministry. Are you a minister?
Yeah. Prophet from India.
You are a prophet?
Yeah.
From India?
Yeah.
Now, imagine, I don't know you, right?
Yeah.
Like, we don't know you. We don't talk.
Yeah. Right.
Now, if I go to your, let's say, it's all right. Let's do whatever you're doing. Don't worry. I'm hugging you. You hug me. If I get to India, And I look at your sister.
Yeah.
And I look at a child.
Yeah.
Ajin.
Yeah, right.
What is Ajin?
My sister's son.
Your sister's son. Yeah. Okay, good. Now, imagine, look at him. You are a prophet. Yeah, you are seeing a prophet.
Yeah.
Imagine a man who doesn't know you is going to your sister's son, Ajin.
Yeah, right.
Ajina is what? Ajina? Ajin.
Ajina is my sister.
Ajina is your sister.
My sister.
Then the son is Ajin.
Ajin, yeah.
Gelame. Separata afratisoma. My brother, let me ask you this thing. Who knows you here? Who is with you now?
I'm alone.
You're on your own?
Yeah.
So no one, there is no form you filled in Ajin, your sister.
No.
Nowhere. Hey.
Because it's all for time.
Because of time. Relax. The future is bright. Sometimes it's the foundation. No, don't worry. Remove that. Sometimes it's the foundation we are in. That just, the devil comes to test the strength of the foundation. Nothing to do with you. Then everything goes like it's belly up, relax. It's not like that. I think. Let me ask, how many minutes can you give me? 5 minutes? 15. Okay, 15. 15. I have to ask the boss. 15. This is the president of the Good News World. We have to ask these things, you know?
Prophet.
What happened?
Miracles are still happening, prophet.
Where are you now?
Prophet, you gave an instruction to this young boy that he should stand at the other end of the auditorium, prophet. And you required him to come to the other side, prophet. You were supposed to be...
I did not even touch him.
You did not touch him, prophet. You were supposed to pray for him concerning his nose because they have been blocked for a week, prophet. As he was crossing the auditorium, prophet, his nose just opened like that, prophet. By the moment he got here, he was testifying.
Give Jesus a shout of praise.
Only you can do. But only you can do.
Put your hands over this. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be grace that by this time next year, shift would have taken place. I speak to this womb. I speak to the ovaries. By the power of the Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, be fruitful. Multiply. In Jesus' mighty name. That's it. That's what you need. I've got 15 minutes. Listen. If I pray for you, don't lose heart. Let's say you don't get healed in your mind the way you were supposed to. Don't lose heart. The Bible says, some were healed as they went. In Greece, financially change to another direction. Paya. Stand up. there is a move, but it's not just a spiritual move. I'm seeing a financial move. Because right now, trying to sell this, trying to grab this, trying to talk to these people, trying to be a middleman.
Yes, true measure.
Because I'm seeing a middleman.
Yes, I have a castle, but I...
Balashe. But the cars are not yours.
Yes, yes, major.
Ah. You are here. Let me tell you something. I see this open. Come. I'm seeing this open. The winds are open. The winds are open. Because even where you are, it's like people will share this location.
Yes, yes.
And somebody's trying to remove you.
Yes, we are three of us.
Bala, somebody's trying to remove you.
Yes, true, man.
Only you. Listen.
For us to see what only you can do.
What I see are millions. I'm telling you now. You see this woman here? Keep this woman. Your money is connected to this woman.
I receive.
You will not understand what I'm trying to say. Your man is connected to this woman. You see, there are women you are given to fulfill your destiny with. Remember how it was difficult to even get here. Even the family was against it.
Come here.
Huh?
Come here.
This one.
He knows. It's true. It was very
They difficult. Even said, no, you can't get married to this
it's
man here.
Very true, Baba.
Someone said, this one is a swindler. He just moves around like this.
He's my cousin.
Now, this is not what I see. It's not just cars that I'm seeing now. It will metamorphose into houses because your hope is to build houses. This is how you want to build houses.
What only you can do.
Now, your debt is cancelled. I said your debt is cancelled because I'm seeing you kneeling down in prayer. You say that prophet should help me when I...
Today, Major, I went wrong. Around 12 o'clock I was praying. Then I brought my seat. I said I want to give it to the major himself so that she can pray for me. That the testimony.
Now, listen. This is very simple signs. You don't need to think too much. Imagine you pray in your house. And then God tells me the prayer. And then tells you, say it to answer like this.
True measure was prayer.
Let me tell you a secret. Don't look at us now. Milk and honey. So they don't look at me.
Are you ready, somebody? Come on, let's stand. Wherever you are. Come on. Yeah, bro.
Anunchi. Da da da.
My time? My time now. We are left with 5 minutes according to prophetess. You can talk to her later on. But I have to obey. Because of time. So you are going to make money. Come here. You are going to make money. And as I told you, this is property. I'm seeing.
Yes, I received measure.
Aye, 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 aye. Yeah. Ah, but you have tried.
True measure.
This man tried.
Yes, true measure. I've tried
this thing he is trying now with marriage. Before he got married,
yes,
he was trying everything.
True measure. Oh. I went into everything, measure.
Everything. If you are going to count odd numbers, what are you going to count? In from 1 to 10, what are the odd numbers? 1, 3, 5. What are the even numbers? Okay, now hear this. Come. The Lord is about to move you.
Yes, Major.
Because I'm seeing something. He says, stay in that location until I give you a location.
True, Major.
And here now, you're being given a location by a prophet who. Because I'm now telling you now that stay in that location. Don't move bigger now.
I receive, Major.
Be patient. Be patient with this boy here. Be patient. The money he will catch will be different. You know money? Like Mudiwa sings.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Marine Mvuri. Money with a shadow.
Receive it.
So this man, if... Stand up, guys. If you just become patient enough with him, you'll produce wonders. As I'm talking to you now, so that you know, I'm seeing a 7-bedroom house. Wait. I'm in the future looking at a 7-bedroom house. Right now, it's 2-bedroomed.
Yes, true.
I'm seeing a flat.
Yes, Major. True. 2 bedrooms. That's why we're
Balegaga Sekaya. Hey! Before you got to her, I'm seeing you move from one, from an odd number to even numbers. The odd number that contains another number in the other new number.
True measure.
You are number what?
32.
So that means we find another 2 in another
42.
Location.
I'm now in 42.
Professor. So you will move. Even apartments you will build.
I receive, Major.
Because I'm seeing you look at these apartments, Craigiver Court, you look at Clarence, you look at all these things, and you go like, I need this.
True, Major.
I need this. If I can build this, if I can have this, and people will rent here.
Yes, Major.
By
yes,
the
Major.
Power of the Almighty God.
Yes.
Your toiling shall work for you in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
You see this man here? You understand. You will tell me one day that, hey, that thing.
He is my cousin.
By this time next year.
Receive, Major.
He did not even get it.
I receive, Major.
And then give it to someone else.
Major, what can God do so?
I receive, Major. I want it, Major.
It's going to be brilliant. Here, have it.
Thank you, Major. Thank you, sir.
1 minute left. You were hearing. Okay, 2 minutes. Okay. Did you not hear?
Prophet.
Yes.
Because of time, Prophet, if you can just testify, Prophet.
Yes. What's happening?
Prophet. There are testimonies that are happening, Prophet.
Quickly, because
the young lady
time.
That is here, Prophet, uh-huh. was struggling with school, Prophet.
We are not seeing the young lady. We are not seeing the young lady that he's talking about.
The young lady.
Uh-huh.
The young lady has been struggling, Prophet. She's in Form 1, which means from the beginning of Form 1 up to now, Prophet, she was not doing well to an extent that the parents were considering moving her to a different...
No, there are 2 young ladies there. Which one? Okay, it's okay, just a point. You need to
This one, prophet. Yes. Yes, tell us. Prophet.
You know, in our ministry, we say the power of God even reaches the kids.
Yes, sir.
That's why we do these things. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Prophet. Thank you, prophet. Because what was happening, the parents were considering to move her to another school, prophet. And prophet, the mother just thought of an idea. She sent her a Good News Daily, a copy of the Good News Daily, prophet. And she was reading this one up to the end of the term, prophet. Prophet, after the exams, prophet, she came out with all the subjects. She did everything and she passed all of them with A's, prophet. A's, prophet.
Are you getting that? Are you getting that?
Prophet from the Good News Daily, prophet.
Look at that.
The mother sent the Good News Daily, prophet.
We are a top class ministry. Seven star ministry.
Prophet, the anointing is working.
So she was struggling.
They were considering moving her to another school, prophet. And the mother said, before we move, let us send her a copy of Good News Daily, prophet.
Wow.
And she was studying that one, prophet.
Look at that. Just the Good News Daily.
Yes, sir. What?
Listen, these are the results of the Good News Daily. Our messenger angel. And like I keep telling you, don't waste the message. Get a hold of the message. Don't waste it. Don't play around with it. It's the message of the hour. Don't waste the message. Be extravagant with it, but don't waste it. Yes.
Prophet, yes, thank you, prophet, for the conduit of your anointing, prophet. Prophet, that week when you introduced us to the fire on the altar anointing oil, prophet, that you had prayed for, prophet, the young brother that is standing with me, prophet, he had exceeded the timeline that he was given by his lecturer to submit one of these reports, prophet. And the lecturer said, because you exceeded the time, I'm disqualifying you, prophet. Prophet, when he left Sunday service, he anointed himself with the same oil, prophet. The fire on the altar, prophet, oil. Prophet. The same Monday, he did not wait for the lecturer to call him prophet. He went straight to his office and negotiated, prophet. He had four of his friends trying to negotiate and nothing was happening. On their way out, prophet, the lecturer said, I'm changing my mind because of this young boy. I don't know why, but I'm feeling I should just give you another opportunity, prophet. They were given the opportunity, prophet. He wrote everything that he was supposed to write. Prophet, he passed, prophet. Got everything. Here are his results, prophet.
Give Jesus a shout of praise, somebody.
Prophet, miracles are happening for me. Prophet,
yes,
two weeks ago, prophet, you prayed for this young man. Prophet, you were moving around as you are moving around now. And you came to this man and you prophesied to him. You said your money is coming. He is in business and he does car hiring. He rents out his cars, prophet. And 3 months, nothing was happening. Until the word that you released into his life, that your money is coming, prophet. After that one, on Monday, prophet, there is a contract that he had sent in, prophet. And on Monday, they came to him and he got his first job. He got 2,500, prophet. This is something that was not happening. This is something that
was
not
happening. Give Jesus a shout of praise, somebody.
There is a receipt, prophet.
There you have the proof if you want the proof.
Hallelujah.
You see, sometimes we don't even need to show these results, but we know we deal with people who doubt the power of God. So sometimes you have to put the evidence and say, this is it. Yes.
Prophet, we've got another one, prophet.
Yes.
Prophet, this one is beautiful, prophet. This man has never met you before, prophet.
Uh-huh.
But prophet, you were visiting him and visiting people that know him, prophet. You appeared in the dream of his sister, The dream of prophet.
Be careful what you say. These people will say, so he visits other people.
You met prophet somewhere. Prophet.
Yes.
In the dream of the sister. And the sister told him that prophet angel came to my house in the dream looking for you, prophet. And it ended there.
prophet, the wife had another dream. And you were looking for him again, prophet. And he was told that prophet angel is looking for you. Prophet, you have never met. And he was not belonging to this ministry.
Wow.
Then again, another dream, prophet, of him now. And you told him, prophet. And you told him that what do you want God to do for you? Prophet, he had a desire to go to the United States of America. And they have been applying for a visa from last year, August, prophet. And you told him, go to your ministry and be prayed for. Prophet, he replied to you and said, if I go to the ministry, this thing will never happen. And you say, if you want it to happen, we have to meet in spirit embassy, prophet. This is in a dream, prophet. When wow. he appeared, dear prophet, you located him in the congregation, prophet.
Yes.
And you prayed for him. Prophet, he said he applied again for the visa on a Tuesday. Thursday, the visa was given to him.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Let's all be on our feet. Because of time, of course, we want to get rid of some formalities and then let the power move.
I see my Lord again.
Raise your hands, everybody. I understand it's because of time. Isn't Jesus wonderful? The church is not boring. What I was ministering there is what we have always called money with a mission. You cannot just have money for yourself. You don't belong to yourself. You belong to God. I want to, in this moment of offerings, just raise your hands and I want to pray for your offering. Father, by the grace you have given us to announce a blessing, I speak, let the blessing be upon them. Let the increase be upon them. Let prosperity be upon their lives. Let them never lack. In this season of money, create money with a mission for them. Even as they give their offerings now, right now, wherever they have taken that money from, replenish it. Replenish it. Give them multiple streams of income. Bless their hands to work in Jesus' name. Amen. Come and give your offering here. Yeah? Just drop it. Quickly, because of time. I went over 6 minutes the time I was given.
This is a buy. This is a vibe. Ooh. Say bye bye. Say bye. Barada no sabaya ye. Say bye bye. Firuda salu shavu kaka.
us all over the world. The promptings are on your screen. I see sele ushaiga barose denamo biola no shai veruna sosa tithers come. Those who are tithers come. Savalaba, caro tata, embragisuna mai. Spirit Embers is a coat of many colors. We have a lot of nationalities. You understand, this ministry is in Venezuela, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, the Philippines, Puerto Rico, Fiji, all these locations. Over 600 branches with 2.8 million, over 2.8 million registered members. It's no joke. But trust me, it's child's play. Because we are going to go deeper, further, higher. In the name of Jesus, what do you want God to do for you? What did you come here with? We'll bring your wife. What did you come here with?
Fiona.
Bring your husband.
Thank you,
my Say Salashuana. No, let's wait for the other one. And now they are spending what? Okay. Whatever I'm saying to him, receive it for yourself. Woman. Who is taking who now? I saw a grace on you.
Amen, Papa.
The people who you have helped and brought to the knowledge of God.
Amen, Papa.
Because of that.
Yes.
This year.
Big measure.
You are not even listening yourself.
Big measure.
I receive measure. I receive.
Do you hear me? Yes. You be patient with him. Yes, be patient.
Yes, Prophet.
You be patient. You will see wonders. I said you will see wonders.
Thank you.
I see things coming.
Yes.
The enemy will try to play around with this part here.
Yes.
But there is an opening, goddess. Le kabam. Fire the Holy Ghost. There's an opening. We build a dose. Every barrenness in the realm of the spirit is removed. Every barrenness in your finances, removed.
The husband is confirming that we've been trying to have a child. We are struggling with barrenness.
I know. Now it's cancelled.
Thank you, Major. I receive.
Yes,
Because the enemy even tried to come to you in a dream to show you a child you don't have.
Yes, 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 prophet. Hmm. Yes.
See, one time you're holding a child, then you wake up.
Yes, prophet.
But by this reason of you standing there, your grace has caused a change in your family.
Yes, I receive, I receive.
Husband, the soldiers will be quicker.
Yes, I receive, Major.
Mm-hmm.
I receive.
Because this is two problems. This side, there was a problem. This side, there was also a problem.
Yes, I receive.
It's lost sperm count.
Yes, I receive.
I decree and declare, it is cancelled now.
I receive.
In the name of Jesus, it's cancelled.
I receive.
You see this boy here who touched money. Sister.
I receive. Relax now. I receive.
You're already hearing me. You are the one who caused the prophecy.
Yes.
So these things that I'm saying are your things.
Papa. Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Major.
Catch it in the name of Jesus.
Catch it, Papa. Thank you.
By the fire of the Spirit, I decree and declare to these tithers that this moment, the prophetic unction for this year, it is yours in the name of Jesus. You will not lose your unction in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You can drop it, yeah? Na, na, na. Did you even do miracle, honey? Milk and honey. My time is up. See, I'm running on borrowed time. There are people who run this time.
Come on, let's buy. Shall we all stand? Yeah.
Can you feel it? Say that. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
I've got so much to tell the world. I've got so much to justify. I've got so much to tell the world. I've got so much to justify. I am shining, I am rising, for the glory of the Lord is upon me.
Viewers all over the world, extend your hands toward us and God to extend yours toward them. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that these who are watching us right this minute, by the power of the Almighty God, they are ancient, prospered. This season of money, they will not lack anything in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.